With the sound. All right, we're good. All right, ready?
All right.
You want to? I'll do this one, actually. Yeah.
All right.
Huh? Welcome back to Deuce and Don Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Don Blake.
And I'm Deuce, the main man.
So the earlier episode we had today, we talked about the Eastern Conference offseason. Now we're going to talk about the Western Conference offseason. But let's start off with the NBA draft. The most notable draft pick was not anywhere in the first round. It actually happened to be pick number 55. The Lakers selected
Bronny James, man.
Yes, they did.
Nepotism at its finest. Salute.
Well, in case you didn't know, Bronny James is the son of LeBron James. It's Bronny James Jr. He got the junior at the end of his jersey.
Yep.
And so, I don't know. I mean, in life, you know, a lot of times connections, it helps. You know, a lot of people get through life, you know, through networking and things like that. And, you know, being the son of one of the greatest basketball players of all time, if not the greatest.
Arguably the fucking greatest, man.
You know, it helps a lot, you know. And so I think, you know, we obviously know why the Lakers made that pick, because they wanted to keep LeBron around. LeBron talked about how he wanted to play with his son. I'm sure Bronny feels the same,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, he entered the draft. And so Lakers got him, and that's pretty much, you're basically picking... You are picking LeBron James with that pick, basically. Yeah. You're like, I want to keep him around. And so, here's the thing, though. People are acting like they completely,
like they shouldn't have picked him. Yeah, like,
no. How could you?
Who's ever complained about the last pick of the second draft?
Exactly.
Like, I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, like, I get it. We kind of knew that the Lakers were going to pick Bronny from months, probably a year from now. So it was highly anticipated. That's why we cared so much about that pick.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like... Was Bronny not going to be in the league? You know, like, even if he went undrafted, the Lakers are going to pick him up. You know, like, at the end of the day, like, it's a special thing to be drafted, but it's not like a lottery pick draft, you know? So
right.
It's not like they trade up to pick Bronny, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
absolutely. No, and, you know, if when you pick him, you're keeping LeBron around, so you're basically, mm-hmm. like, picking two players with that, in a way. And, you know, he's got, you know, the legacy of... the greatest player of all time, you know, in terms of the fact that he grew up under him. So it's like, you know, who's to say that can't develop, you know?
Exactly.
What I mean?
I mean, I know Bronny didn't have extensive highlight tape in college, and he wasn't like starting and scoring 20 points a night. But if you watch him play, he has game, and you watch any, well, at least majority of players who their dad played in the NBA, you see that they're probably at least compared to other players, you know, just regular
Definitely.
Players. They have that it factor where they've been around the game for a long time. They're more comfortable than regular non-athlete parents, players, you know? So
Absolutely.
They've been around the game for their entire life.
And
so you gotta bet on that sometimes, especially for the Lakers.
And that's what I like about Bronny is he's super humble, and he's mm-hmm. he doesn't act like he's a superstar mm-hmm. necessarily. You know, I remember there was like interviews, I think it was the NBA Draft Combine, it might have been, and they were asking him, who you want to be like, and he named a whole bunch of role players, and he was like, you know, those guys, they
Drew
were
Holiday.
They, yeah, he was like, those guys stayed in the league for a while because they were able to fulfill those roles. So he's like, he's trying to get into the NBA first, which is realistic where he is. So he's very humble, and you know, LeBron is super humble too. I mean, the reason why LeBron, you'll see him bragging sometimes, is because he's so great. Yeah, I mean, it's like you got to talk about the facts at some point, you know. And LeBron is super humble, and I feel like his son is the exact same way in that way. So I feel like humble people strive, tend to be more hardworking, you know, and so I think that probably went well with their organization. Because, you know, of course the Lakers are going to hope that he develops into a great player. You know, that's what you want to do with all draft picks. But it's a second round pick. You know, half of them don't make the NBA a lot of times.
Yeah, and I think the thing about role players that separates them from stars, per se, is that stars, you're expected every night to go out there and put up production that's not supposed to be rivaled amongst, like, the regular players amongst the league. When you're a role player, you're not expected to go out there and put up 30 points. You're expected to play your role. And a lot of teams, you need those role players. You're only allowed, really, to have one or two star players anyway. So you need those role players are the players that are going to make out your team. We're going to make out, all right, we're going to be rebounding. This is how we're going to rebound. This is how we're going to be making our threes off catch and shoot. You know, this is how
Absolutely.
We're going to be distributing the ball. You know?
Yeah.
Your role players are meant for that specific role.
Exactly.
And the Lakers definitely need a hardworking role player who's going to take the game seriously and who's not going to be all glamored by the lights of LA. You know, I think that's a good thing. Even though he's LeBron's son, he's used
to. He's been in LA,
you
too.
You know, exactly. Yeah. He's been in LA his whole life. So
exactly. And so, but now, yeah, so I think, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory with the Bronny pick. You know, I think we got into all angles. But now, a big signing that a lot of people are talking about is Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
And the Splash Brothers are officially disbanded. Thompson has signed with the Dallas Mavericks. What do you think of this, Deuce?
Man, it's the end of an era. I would say that. I'll definitely miss seeing the Splash Brothers together in their prime. I think it was kind of long overdue. Maybe not long overdue, but this writing was on the wall for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Klay getting older and not being able to defend and just, you know, play at the same intensity as he used to, you know. It makes sense for the Warriors moving on. They're keeping Draymond, right? I don't know if they're...
He's on the roster.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened, you know?
Like, I don't know what the Warriors are doing.
I want to let y'all know right now, if you have a podcast, the minute you turn the camera off, the biggest news thing ever happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, who knows where he'll be after this
Draymond video. Could be on the Pistons next year.
Yeah, exactly. Even know. Well, Tobias Harris is on the Pistons, but we should have talked about that in the Eastern Conference video.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, Paul George is kind of like the supercharged Tobias Harris.
I don't even want to expand upon this because this is a West video. It's going to turn into a debate.
We'll have to debate.
That's crazy. So, anyway, what do you think? So, Klay Thompson. I have a question though about Klay. Does it really help Dallas's defense?
No, it doesn't.
Nah,
because Klay is not like Klay is Kawhi Leonard, even at his height. You know,
right?
He's a 3-and-D supercharged 3-and-D. He's going to take 5 dribbles a game, but he's going to make 5 threes, so that's what you want from Klay. But if you're expecting him to come in and change a team who didn't really have that good of a defense to being a good defense with Klay, then that wasn't the wrong one. I don't even think Klay should be starting.
Nah.
So, like, who would you start over?
Yeah, that is true. Because you got the two shooting guard point.
You're going to play Klay at the 3? I don't think so.
I think you got to keep Derrick Jones Jr. as your starter. Obviously, energy. Gafford.
More defense. I think Lively's going to be starting.
My bad.
They might have changed that. I think for the playoffs, they had Lively and Gafford playing.
Right.
But this year, they're going to go back to the regular lineup.
But with Thompson, I think he does help a lot offensively. There's a lot of people that, you know, they get fixated on their last game they played. Like, he's, you know, he went 0 for 10 or whatever. It's like, bro, you could have a bad game, even in the playoffs, man. Yeah. Like, you know, the reality is you look at his numbers right before that game, and they were old Klay Thompson numbers, a lot of them. I mean, he's still a really good shooter. You know, obviously he's not as good as he's not in his prime anymore, but he's still one of the best shooters of all time. So I think that will help when Kyrie and Luka don't have the hot hand. You know, now they have more viable offensive options, but obviously defensively they still have more moves to make because there's a lot of teams in the West that are still really competitive. I still think it's a more of a
T-Wolves, OKC.
I still think it's a mighty conference in the West. You know,
I think both conferences are kind of like, you know, they're kind of both strengthening up as far as the best teams in the league.
Definitely
East Conference, they're definitely strengthening the rosters to all try to go for playoff run.
Yeah,
you know, and I respect that.
I think Dallas has a good team, but I don't see them running it back. I think either Denver or Minnesota still right now. But, you know, we got a lot of offseason left.
Yeah.
You know, OKC's obviously really strong, too. Now they got Hartenstein, too. So that helps with their rebounding and defense. Offense a little bit, too. You can score every now and then. But, you know, the Lakers still have LeBron and AD. So it's like, you know, if all of a sudden they got a core that starts working around them, then, you know, they're back in a championship mix. Hey, so
it's possible. It can definitely happen. We've seen the Lakers put things together. They had a different roster back in the bubble. But, you know, it's LeBron and AD at the end of the day. All AD has to go in is be consistent.
Right.
And, you know, the Lakers will have a shot.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see from the Lakers.
Who else in the West are we thinking about that we haven't named yet?
As far as championship contenders, I don't know if there's like...
The Clippers still have a good roster, but they lost PG, so that hurts. You know? But Harden, is Kawhi really going to stay?
Is Kawhi going to play?
That's another great question.
Like, I'm saying, like, on paper, James Harden and Kawhi, like, you don't expect them to win in the West, but yeah, they should put up some numbers.
Side note, I want to say I'm really disappointed by the way that the Kawhi Leonard PG... worked out. I thought they would at least fight in a Western Conference Finals or something.
They should never been paired. It was two players that you can't rely on them in their regular season to play enough games for you to have a record to now, it's like, all right, not even just that. Forget the regular season. You're not playing during the regular season. You're going to just whip a switch in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of teams expect that to happen.
Kawhi had that stint in Toronto, you know, and obviously with San Antonio, he was doing his thing. But it's a lot of team building parts that had to do with Kawhi being able to step up and play around those guys.
Because Kawhi completed the team with the Spurs and completed the team with the Raptors.
Exactly.
Like those teams were already like well-running teams that were contenders. Exactly. And then he was the piece that like got him up to the top. And he was the best players on both of those teams. You know, I know Tim Duncan was still on those teams, but he definitely towards the end of his career.
Exactly.
Kawhi, I think, won that MVP in San Antonio, I believe, the last year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he won the finals MVP every year since...
The last year that LeBron was in Miami, I meant to say.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's just the fact that they're, you know, both PG and Paul and Kawhi, you know, they're strong two-way players.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, no, for real. No, absolutely. He just hates LeBron. That's all. I expected more, but at the same time, you know, him signing to the Clippers, you know, I was like, now they're making a team around him, sort of, and it didn't really work out as well. I think mainly because he didn't stay healthy and PG and things like that. And then they started like just adding players for hell of it just to see how they would work out. But it's gonna be interesting to see where Kawhi goes and if he stays. You know, I think if he stays, the Clippers will still have a playoff team and they might be able to compete. But for the most part, though, they're not on Denver's level, Minnesota's level, OKC. Who else that we mentioned in the West? Dallas, obviously, they're the defending Western champs.
Shit. Am I the only one that feels like Kawhi might retire soon? No?
I mean, I feel like the only way to really know that is if you're, like, talking with the guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like Kawhi...
Or unless he looks, like, really, injured whenever he plays.
I mean, I don't even think comparing those two players is a best comparison. But, like... Yeah, maybe not those two players. But have you ever seen a superstar player just seem like he just doesn't want to play the sport he's playing in? And I'm not saying it's just like maybe not like his injuries are fake.
Right.
But even when I don't know. Maybe I just get that aura from Kawhi that he's just not his. Like they say, Kyrie's not old in the game, but I feel like Kawhi just goes out there and just does what he does, and he's fine with not playing.
You know, him being on the West Coast, I haven't watched enough for me to really judge that, but you know, when he does play, I don't know, man. It could be injuries.
Heard what Tony Parker said. When Kawhi was injured.
What did he say?
He said he gave up.
Ouch.
I think along the lines of what you said when Kawhi was still in San Antonio.
I got no comments about that, but I think right now though, you know, in terms of Western Conference though, Kawhi and the Clippers are not really in that conversation. You know, unless Kawhi goes somewhere else. I think, you know what, actually, I'm gonna do this. Since we ended the first video with our top four in the East, who's your top four in the West? And I think this one is kind of easy.
Yeah.
As of right now,
Denver,
July 6th.
Denver are the last team to win a championship. So off rip, you would have to say they're the best team in the West.
Yeah.
I
also think they would have beaten Dallas if they played in this.
Yeah,
That's neither here nor there. You know, Dallas made it.
I don't think Gafford would have stopped Jokic.
Nah, or Lively, or whoever.
True. Yeah. Denver is a toss-up for me with the T-Wolves and OKC, but I haven't seen, you know, both teams get over the hump. So I'm just going to say that SGA right now is probably a better player than Anthony Edwards, just based off of experience and, you know, shit. You know,
I disagree with that.
You disagree?
I think Anthony Edwards is better.
All right.
He brings a lot of energy.
I think SGA is asked to do more on the court than Anthony. He's more of a distributor of the ball. And Anthony can play defense, but I think their defense and offense, as far as like scoring ability and defense, like it's not too much different. So now SGA is the de facto point guard of OKC, you know?
Right, yeah.
I'm saying, so but I just think, you know,
Edwards brings the ball up too, but
brings,
they do have Conley. You know, Conley's
his game
like,
is a little different.
Definitely, I still like. In terms of the big picture in the West, though, I think I'm leaning towards Minnesota being one. I think Dallas is still there. Denver. I would put Denver above Dallas. I think Dallas is three, but even though they're the defending Western champs, I think... Then again, they did add Klay Thompson, but the defense still isn't addressed. I think that's, you know... They needed more offensive options against... They needed more help offensively and defensively against the Celtics in the finals. So I think Klay helps offensively, but defensively, there's still some answers, you know, that they have to... There's still some questions they have to answer, you know.
Yeah, offseason's still here, you know.
I think OKC's four, though.
OKC's four?
Yeah.
I said Denver one, OKC second,
yeah.
Minnesota. Who's my fourth?
Yeah, who's your fourth? Is it Dallas?
Yeah.
I would think. Yeah, you know, Dallas just because they're defending West Chance and they added Klay, like they got
honestly,
worse.
I would put Dallas over one of the two teams. It's just that I think the way that other two teams, OKC and Minnesota, are going to be playing this year, a lot of things are going to have to go right for Dallas in order for them to get back to where they were at this year.
You know? I agree with that.
The defense is going to have to come around a lot better. And
I agree with that.
Kyrie and Luka are going to have to be doing their thing day in, night in, night out for their offense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, all right. So you got Denver 1.
Denver 1.
Minnesota 2.
OKC 2, but...
Okay, OKC 2.
It's a throw-up.
Minnesota 3, yeah. Okay. And then Dallas 4.
Yeah, so Dallas mine 4.
So mine is... I'm going to go Minnesota 1. I'm going to go Denver 2. Denver and Minnesota could be flipped, though. I know that's a little bit of a hot take, but... Okay. 3 is Dallas still, and then 4 is OKC. So we got the same 4, just a little switched up. But we all agreed in the top 4 in both the East and the West. Let us know if you agree with us. Let us know, you know... What good points we made, what bad points we made, and what you guys would like to see.
Exactly.
The Deuce and Don family, we appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. We out, babe.
Peace. No doubt. All right, good shit. What time? Yeah, we're done.